Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of? Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with 5 specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on 4-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit mydigitalmoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply, mydigitalmoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, Bob Kudla. Bob is the creator and owner of TradeGeniusAcademy.com, and I am very happy to have Bob back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Bob, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having me, and apologize in advance if you hear tropical birds singing.
Let's just start off with what's happening out in Sweden and Italy, because we're starting to see a change now. We're starting to see the people of these countries, and it seems like they're pushing back, and they're actually putting the leadership that they want into position. Do you see this sweeping across the world, and do you see things changing maybe out in Canada, maybe out in France and many other countries?
Well, yeah, I do. I think, you know, this whole process really, I think this is born out of the pandemic response, and it just became obvious to everybody that there's democracy, and then there's the democracy that the elites want to have. And there was a disconnect. And whenever people had an opportunity now to correct that mistake, they have. We did it in Virginia. I don't think we really lost any race of any significance in the United States, if you're right-leaning. And then Sweden never, ever voted for a party this far to the right of the political spectrum. And Italy has not either, since, quote-unquote, Mussolini. But, you know, they hype these things because the left is so disconnected from reality. Anything normal to them looks like fascism. Mm. And so, yeah, and I think it's going to come onto our shores. You know, if you look at the polling data from July, the Democrats were bragging about, you know, turning Texas purple and, you know, Georgia's going to be a sweep. And, you know, now you look at it and, you know, Walker's up in Georgia. Texas is no longer competitive for Rourke. In fact, you don't even hear from him anymore. I think Kari Lake's going to win easily in Arizona. And even I think even with all the shenanigans that happened in Pennsylvania, I think, you know, Fetterman has a tough road to hoe, even though I didn't really agree on, you know, Oz as the candidate. So, yeah, I think, look, people are tired of being tired. And you know, when things matter to people, they matter. It's one of my guiding philosophies on when to engage on something. When it starts to matter to people, they just sweep the politicians away. And that's what's happening now.
And you know what else is very interesting? I noticed, like with Kari Lake and Dr. Oz and many others, these individuals, they don't want to debate them. They don't even want to go up against them. And Kari Lake is trying to get Katie Hobbs to debate her, but it seems that they just won't do it. Do you find that strange? I mean, since they're running for a governor or a senator, don't you find it strange that they won't even debate anything?
Well, no, look, it's the Biden strategy, right? It's rope-a-dope. You know, you can't compete on the on the merits of your position. So your hope is to allow your activists and your judicial support to kind of carry you through. And I think this is why we're seeing a lot of the, you know, who are the most energized base of the left, right? It's what I would call the woke folk. Mm. And the African American urban base, right? And look what they've been look the flames they've been trying to push in those both areas. They want to get those people out there. They want to tell them they have a lot to lose, because look, they obviously lost the white vote completely. I think the Asians are tired of getting beat up in the street. They're gone, and you just saw what happened to Pelosi with the Hispanics earlier this week. Is that they're done. So this is all they have left, and that, and you know, control over the administrative function. Is that a safe way for me to say it?
Yeah.
and so, you know, and I think that's sweeping away too. You're starting to see changes there. So, yeah, I think this is secular, Dave. And I think 2022 is safer for the right than 2024, because it's harder to do some of those games locally. And it is to do when you have a national referendum. But I just think people are so tired of these people, especially now that people are losing their jobs. They can't buy a home. They're promised a lot of things. And the worst thing you can do in politics is to promise something that doesn't come through. You set expectations that can't be met. And I think that's what's happening now.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the other thing that's very interesting, and it seems that the deep state players, the players that are, you know, pushing Ukraine, pushing the sanctions against Russia, pushing everything, it seems like it's not going in their favor. The sanctions aren't working. The people in Germany, they're rising up. The people in other countries, like we just mentioned, Italy and Sweden and many others, they're all starting to rise up to say, you know, we know what's happening here. Why are we continually placing sanctions on Russia if this isn't working? It's not working against Russia. It's actually hurting the people of Europe. And now all of a sudden we see the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, you know, all of a sudden there's a leak. There's a leak, and now they're saying it's sabotage. Do you think Russia caused this, or do you think it was another entity that did this?
You know, I guess I can argue both sides of it. You know, I was thinking a little bit of I think it was Cortez, when he came to the New World, he burned the boats. Mm. And I think somebody burned the boats on the Germans. Either the Americans did it to force a permanent, you know, don't you can't have a rapprochement, right, with Russia, or the Russians did it, they're like, we're screwed, we're done with you, and we can blame the Americans. So, if I had to lean on it, I would say it was probably on this side of the pond. But, you know, this is one of those things where I can probably argue both sides. But the fact remains that that is unavailable now to German. And, you know, the pipeline come from Norway goes into Poland, ironically. It doesn't go into Germany, The new pipeline that opened up yesterday. I think if it was the Americans, I think the Russians would blow up that pipeline, to be honest with you. So, and if it was the Russians, then I think they just move on from this. That's kind of my follow-on take on it. But it really doesn't matter now. Germany is even more isolated now and more reliant on other people for oil. And they have less of a reason to have a rapprochement with Russia at this point.
So last time you were on, we were talking about Europe and Germany saying as winter approaches, they're going to be in trouble. Now with the leak with the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline, how does Germany and Europe look right now to you?
They're dead. I think it's going to become every man for themselves. Look, you know, look, that crazy van der Leyen lady says we have tools, right? They're trying to punish Poland, trying to punish Hungary. You know, now they got to punish Italy, right? Serbia is already in the Russian orbit. Greek is nominally in the Russian orbit. You know, so all they really have is you're looking at France and Belgium, right? You know, I think Germany has bigger fish to fry than to worry about some of those games because, you know, France and Belgium they can rely on the nukes that they have. Germany doesn't have anything. So Germany's the big loser here. And as Germany goes, Europe goes. And, so look, I've just been my position for years. It's a failed experiment that we've been bandaging up for the last 20 years. You know, a lot of our money, a lot of our wealth, you know, a lot of our people have suffered to keep this European experiment alive. And I think it's beyond saving at this point. It's going to break apart. I think there'll be like 4 blocks, maybe even 5 economic blocks. But, you know, the euro will be worth 25 cents on a dollar in the next 2 years. Look at England. England's now a parity to the dollar. So all those countries have been living basically off the subsidies of the United States and, quite frankly, the subsidies of Russian energy. And both are gone now.
Yeah. I mean, do you think England is in trouble right now since you just mentioned England? It seems like they're trying to control the bond market and try to keep everything propped up. Do you think they're in trouble?
Yeah, for sure. So there's a pyramid out there called Exeter's Inverse Pyramid. I encourage everybody to Google it. And it walks down from the most speculative assets all the way down. You end with gold. And you can say gold/Bitcoin because they're both what's called non-liability assets. And we're at a point now where, you know, you go up from there, you have gold and then the dollar, right, king dollar. And above that is the U.S. Treasuries. And above that's the stock market. And then above that is the other currencies and bond market. Well, that's gone. Now, our treasury market's starting to wiggle. So the sovereign bond default is in full motion right now. So all these governments have just, you know, been trying to just live large, right, and try to hide everything into their central banks. The central banks can't absorb anymore. And so you have countries like Japan who it was able to get away with it for 20, 30 years because they were able to export out. Okay, well, England doesn't have that luxury, right? Germany doesn't have that luxury. And now with energy prices so high, German industry is shutting down. So, yeah, so there's going to be sovereign defaults all over the world. And Germany, and look, and China, you know, people get confused here. They think the United States Fed is fighting inflation. They're not. We're fighting this nascent currency block that was trying to be created between, you know, the dragon bear. And we're blowing that up. And that's why, you know, inflation in the United States, you know, if you look at the numbers, is you can't say that inflation is going to be out of control when oil went $130 to $78, right? So it killed the mortgage markets too now, and they're going to kill housing prices. So we really don't have a a inflation problem here in the United States, but we keep raising rates because we're trying to kill this other entity. And they can't kill Russia. They, you know, at first I thought maybe it was Russia they're trying to kill. Then the more I'm thinking about it, is probably they're going after China, because China right now has to keep sucking out all their reserves to keep their yuan balanced with the dollar. Mm-hmm. And when that breaks, China's already in big trouble. You know, I've been talking for years. I'm not a China fan at all. I think China is a failed state that masquerading as a mercantilist nation. Well, we're ending that. You know, we're doing it via policy, we're doing it via reality, and now we're going to do it via the Federal Reserve. So, yeah, so I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be king dollar. And, you know, people always ask me, you know, for years now, since 2006, Bob, when everything blows up, where would you live? I'm like, in my neighborhood. Because the only safe place around the world is going to be the United States. And you're seeing it, you're witnessing it today.
I mean, since we're seeing everything like gas prices moving up, where people are seeing inflation, gold has been pushed down quite a bit, and Bitcoin was under 20,000. So, I mean, where do you see this going? Let me just, before I ask you the next question, I don't know if you saw the New York Times article where it says all currencies are imploding except for Bitcoin. I thought that was very interesting. And
yeah, we found it fascinating that it decoupled last, like 2 weeks ago. And it just would not push down anymore. And we're like, okay, well, they ran out of shorts to sell. The difference between like gold and Bitcoin is Bitcoin has less of a float to be able to do the naked stuff with. And it's much more painful to be wrong on a Bitcoin trade, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think Bitcoin's done going down. But one thing that we've noticed about Bitcoin, it kind of leads the market a little bit. And so that's what gave me hope here. Last week, everybody thought the market was – We knew it was going to go down. I'll explain why a little bit later. But now, you know, with Bitcoin holding now the bond market in the U.S. starting to firm up, is that Bitcoin is telling us something. And once the Fed is going to stop their folly of what they're trying to do here geopolitically, gold's going to go straight up. Gold is a function of the dollar. People get confused. Gold isn't going down or up. You're able to buy more gold in dollars because the dollar is more valuable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so once the dollar relents from this incredible move it's been on, you're going to be able to see a move in gold going higher. And so when I tell people, look, energy, gold, Bitcoin, okay, that's where you're going to be safe. All right, no matter what.
So did you expect from your algorithms and from your trading, did you expect Bitcoin to go down and gold actually is under 1700 now? Did you expect that to happen?
Yeah, look, we expected, yeah, because of the dollar. But what we didn't expect was Bitcoin not going down as much as it did go down, Dave. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We were prepared. We didn't trade it short because there wasn't the sell signals weren't coming. We were just astonished, but we were gratified too. You know, we like crypto in our little world of trade genius. So we were kind of pleased, and we were also astonished that the alts weren't blowing up. So we noticed there was a change happening. And one thing about our algorithms is I can have an opinion, you can have an opinion, but if the algos tell us to not have that opinion, we don't trade our opinion, we trade the algo, right? And it was telling us don't sell this thing, don't short this thing. And then we had that pop a couple of days ago. We're like, okay, something's happening here. But more importantly is our algo told us to get short the market going into the last week of the year. So the last 2 weeks, we've been killing it because one of our algos that we have, Dave, is what is regarding Fed liquidity. And Fed liquidity kind of rules all. And if the Fed is pulling money away from the banks are kind of the marginal buyer and sellers in the market. And we were going into a quarter and rebalancing. So we were going to get like this acceleration of whatever was going to happen. In this case, the acceleration was down into the 30th. And that hit, we're talking today on Wednesday morning, is that I posted out to our clients that, hey, Monday low is probably going to hold. We went back Tuesday. We tested that low. And then we're going to be up the rest of the week because of liquidity and rebalancing. So, yeah. We did great. I sent you some attaboys. I think we changed some of our people's lives over the last couple of weeks because people, you know, we got people leaning the right way, mm-hmm. and really help people make money. And if you know, if you don't mind me doing a quick plug, you guys can trade with us if you want. TradeLikeAGenius.com. We do. We have these algorithms. They're really cool, and we actually include. We actually released a bot to Dave, oh. a signal bot, not a trading bot, that is now just scanning our watch lists, and we're pushing those out to our clients so people can see trades that I may not officially sanction, to give people see what my algo's seeing, and that those are the same trades that I lift from. And so we have an algo for the Fed liquidity, we have an algo for volatility, we have an algo for levels, and we have an algo for momentum. And then we layer over top of that the probability sequences, what happens in September, what happens on Tuesday, and it just puts us on the right side of the trade. So we have seven bundles you can pick from: stocks to trading futures options, trading crypto, and we apply those methodologies to those systems and those bundles. They're 65% off pre-discounted. You can also get a promo code 50% off if you just buy anything non-bundled, and that is basically off the retail price. You got to do it till Saturday, though. I think it's the 30th. I'm on 30th or the 1st. I'm on vacation, Dave. I don't know the days. So, but you have till Saturday to be able to take advantage of these offers. TradeLikeAGenius.com. I think you'll love it, what we're doing. And I'm watching right now as the market's going straight up. We're positioned for this move higher. Just put somebody in a trade 2 days ago that's up 20%. So, just a lot of opportunities.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video, make it a lot easier for people to go right over. They just have to click on the link and they can go right over to your system. I wanted to ask you about the gas prices, because Biden was out there and he's saying, you know, first he blamed the gas prices on, you know, it's the Putin gas hike. Then he brought it down and patted himself on the back, even though he used the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and other methods to bring the fuel prices down. Now the fuel prices are starting to move up again, and now he's blaming it on gas stations and oil companies. What do you make of the gas prices, and is it really the oil companies and the gas stations that are marking the prices up, and that's why we're seeing prices move up in the in gas?
Yeah, so let me explain the economics of this whole thing. So the world sets the oil prices. So you look at a company like ExxonMobil. You know, they make money when energy goes up, but they're also refiners too. So things kind of yin and yang with those guys. Like if oil prices go down, they make more money on the refining spread. If oil prices go up, they make less money on the refining spread. So, you know, generally they'll make more money as oil goes up over time. But they absorb a lot of risk, right, because they have to drill and they have to bring it to market. Gas stations, on the other hand, they're lucky if they make 3% margin. You know, if a standalone gas station would not survive, they couldn't even pay the rent. So that's why they sell food. That's why they have, auto repair businesses attached to it and things of that nature. So no, it's just President Biden. Basically, it's the whole Democrats too. They only know how to demagogue, right? You know, they lead by fear. So they're always trying to distract you from their policies. And the reason why oil prices are going up is twofold. One is that the government's spending more money than it takes in. And number two is they cut off the supply of energy locally and then also cut off Russia's supply. And this is why we have higher energy prices. Simple as that.
So do you think after the midterms, do you think the fuel prices are going to start to move up?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So let's make an assumption that the Republicans take the Congress, okay? And so I think what you're going to see here is that basically Biden's going to do a lot of things by fiat, right? Because he won't do anything legislatively. So he may have temper tantrums and try to limit supply even further, or unleash his administrative state against companies from an environmental standpoint. But yeah, for sure, energy prices are going higher. So we have some inside, you know, information from people in the industry that say that you can expect the average price of energy in 2023 to be north of and close to $110 average, and in 2024 close to an average about 135. Production in the United States is flat to falling. okay? Obviously, there's no production really in Europe, and the Middle East is running flat out. Asia, I mean, yeah, Africa is running flat out. There's no really, Asia doesn't really matter in the scenario. So yeah, you're going to see a supply and demand imbalance, and we're going to see generally higher prices for energy. And I think the governments can only hurt that. They can't help that under the current regime. You know, if it was a republic, if it was a Trump and he had a full control, mm-hmm. they would just be drill, baby, drill. We'd be sticking straws in every yard in America, right? So, but we won't have that luxury until 2024, until the administrative state changes hands again.
So the other thing I want to talk about is the central bank digital currency, because Fed Powell was out there talking about central bank digital currency. We know they want to move us into that. He already let everyone know that it's not going to be anonymous. They're going to track everything, which I think we all know. And Lagarde, the ECB chief, she was out there saying that she does not like to see a new period of free banking due to cryptocurrencies. We don't want to go back to the time before the private West of central bankers, because it was just like the Wild West of banking. So we need something that can be controlled, something that can be centralized. It seems like she's kind of panicking over cryptocurrency, over Bitcoin, and she's trying to convince people that, no, we don't want to do that. We want to go to central bank digital currency. We don't want to go back to a point where we were when we weren't in control.
Yeah, you know what's so funny is the central banks created an additional role for themselves. You know, central banking, the purpose of a central bank is to be able to provide a backstop of cash for banks that are out of balance between deposits and withdrawals. That was all the function. That was what was sold to the American people. There won't be a financial panic anymore because we can control, you know, if a bank has a bank run, you know, their assets basically are liquid, but we have the cash, we can give it to them until they balance out their assets and liabilities again. And so, but then they added this role of being the arbiter of interest rates, and then they added this role of basically buying sovereign debt and buying mortgage debt. And so they became basically a plaything for the politicians. And so what they lament is losing that power, because then governments around the world are going to have to basically have balanced budgets again, and they hate that. And so crypto does that to them, gold-backed systems does that to them, a true central banking system does that to them. They don't want any of that, obviously, because that's how they derive their power, Dave, by non-legislative actions by the Federal Reserve. You know, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know what loans are being covered, what assets are being supported by these central banks around the world. It's just it's basically an opaque, you know, basically Lord of the Rings kind of a thing back there. You don't know what's going on behind Sauron's eye, right?
Yeah.
And so they're desperate to get this, because once they get this system in place, Dave, right, they got you, right? So I think they have a tough road to hoe. I think after what happened with the pandemic response, I think people are going to be very much against anything like that. Now with Italy and Sweden and Hungary and Poland and Greece, you know, they're like, those people will just riot, right? In the United States, if he tried to pull that thing off, I think you'd have a revolution in this country. At this point, down the line, all bets are off. But this go around, I think you're going to have to back off.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people join up to your trading system?
Yeah, come check us out at TradeLikeAGenius.com. Check out our bundle, check out our specials, and I think you'll like what we do. And we definitely, it's a full service. So we have chat rooms, we have signals, we have bots, we have training. And so we really help you really understand how to trade and trade more effectively. And what we charge for the service is nothing compared to what you get out of it. I think you'll really like it. And thanks for letting me share, Dave.
No problem. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Bob, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of? Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.